reporting President Biden signed an executive order saying he's restricting asylum to help gain control of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Biden says officials from border communities who joined him today understand politics cannot get in the way of securing the border.
They know the border is not a political issue to be weaponized. The responsibility we have to share to do something about it. They don't have time for the games played in Washington, and neither do the American people.
Republicans were not impressed. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says President Biden has shown a lack of leadership on the border issue.
It's a little late, isn't it, Mr. President? It's a little late. You can't make this cat walk backwards.
The order shuts down entries to the U.S. from Mexico once the number of daily encounters hits 2,500 between ports of entry. The governor of Texas is facing pushback over the pardon of Daniel Perry, who killed a man during a confrontation at a Black Lives Matter demonstration.
Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza and the family of Garrett Foster say the full pardon is a mockery of the legal system. Garza says Governor Abbott is putting politics over justice and is vowing to use every option available to reverse the decision. Daniel Perry was convicted and sentenced to 25 years in prison last year for the shooting of Foster during a demonstration in downtown Austin. Perry is white. He was working as a rideshare driver when his car approached the demonstration. There was a confrontation. Witnesses say Foster, a white Air Force veteran, never raised his gun. Perry claims Foster pointed a rifle at him. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 140 points, the NASDAQ rose 28, the S&P advanced 8, oil down to $73.45 a barrel. This is SRN News. The restoration of an iconic church continues.
The giant cross has been restored to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The nearly 40-foot-tall, 1.5-ton symbol is now standing atop the apse of the famous building as crews continue to repair damage from the 2019 fire. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to see Notre Dame fully restored in time for Christmas services this December. So far, the work appears to be largely on schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is spreading the gospel in rural parts of India. The ministry has delivered 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in those regions. None of them have cars, so the bikes will allow them to take the Bibles to people in far-flung villages and on isolated farms. While persecution of Christians in India is at an all-time high, the gospel is spreading quickly, especially in the countryside. ICC has been operating its Bikes and Bibles programs for several years. This is SRN News. Shohei Ohtani's ex-interpreter has entered a guilty plea for his role in the highly publicized sports betting case. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
The former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani has pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud in a sports betting case. Ippei Mizuhara has admitted that he stole nearly $17 million from the Japanese baseball player to pay off debts. Mizuhara entered the plea Tuesday in federal court in Santa Ana, California. Mizuhara was initially charged with one count of bank fraud and agreed to a plea deal. Authorities say there was no evidence Ohtani was involved in or aware of Mizuhara's gambling, and the player is cooperating with investigators.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
San Diego Padres infielder Tucupita Marcano was banned from baseball for life for betting on the sport. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.